we will not take supper very slightly and just drink the wine and eat the bread, but I want to share something about it as well. Maybe we can show the PowerPoint. The first photo that will come across. Maybe that someone knows this. People who strip fanatics. But what is your word? This strip book is been sold for 1.5 million. And maybe sometimes we pay 5 euro for this, but this one, somebody knows this painting? Salvador Mundi from Leonardo da Vinci. And this painting is sell for 450 million. It's somewhere on a private jet of a sheikh. 450 million. It's been sold, and that's what the buyer thinks he wants to pay for this painting. But what's your word? What's your word? In 2016, there was a campaign from Child's Focus, and at the website you could see what the word was of your children, and that you can see that your child is being sold for $15,000. So it touches me because I was thinking, what's your worth? What the buyer decided what you are worth, and we know that we are being bought with the blood of Jesus. So what does God think that you are worth? So God thinks you are worth that He has given His Son to die for you, and you can't even imagine what the price is that God thinks you are worth and what He has offered to buy you. So the theme of supper is verlossing, bevrijding, is be free, set free. And God said that we will be one, and that the world will know that God loves us even the same as we can love Him. And that's why Jesus wanted to pay the price. And that's why we want to celebrate supper together. And I believe that this morning is an offer. And maybe you have been baptized years ago, and maybe this is the only moment of the week that you are open the Bible and that you hear something of the Word of God. And maybe there is a sin in your life that you are not that you are not set free from, and things that don't need to be in your life, but you have to be set free from the blood of Jesus, because that's what God has for you. And this morning I also want to give you the opportunity to confess your sin and to put the light in front, so that all the dark places will flee. We all have sinned, and we all do wrong things in our lives. And as Teresa said, that even when I'm baptized, I will do wrong things. But and if your pattern is that is normal, think that God will want to set you free from the power of the darkness, from the power of sin, because he has bought you and he has given his life for you. And we can't take that slightly. He has paid the price for you and for my life. And we can we can embrace that, and we can think about it as a memory. And this morning, I want to share that with you. Let's pray together first, that God will reveal what we can remove from our lives. Lord God, thank you that you are here in our midst. And Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to fill this this building with your presence. You are here in our midst. You are here with your spirit in our hearts. Lord, keep our life against the light. And let us see with your spirit what is here, and release us from every guilt and every unclean spirit. I break it in the lives of the people who are sitting here. Holy Spirit, work in the hearts of people, that people will remove from their life that that we will have celebrate what you have done for us, that you have died for us, that you have broken the power of the darkness over our lives so that we can be set free. We don't have to live in fear. The fear is, we don't have to live with the things of the future that are trying to get to us, but Lord, that we can live at this moment. And this moment said that you have set us free, and that we can put our life in you. That's our prayer this morning. Come with your spirit, Lord. Come and touch us with your spirit. Touch us, O Lord. Lord, that you will be, that you will touch people, that people who didn't have this, who haven't been touched by you, Lord, touch them, Lord. And bring everything in light, everything that's in the darkness, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this moment. I hope that you are desiring an intimate relationship with your Lord. Yeah. Yes, the Lord has been come near us. Go near to him so that he will come near to you. It doesn't depend on the Lord alone. Come near to me, the Lord said, and I will come near to you. Yes, clean your hands, your sinners, and cleanse your heart. And come near to God, and remove every sin of your life. And maybe you have problems with sex, with pornography. Maybe you give money to everything, and you are running after the money, and missing is your heart full of critic, and missing you can gossip about every other people. And then you can break it right now. We can bring it to the cross, to the feet of Jesus, because that's what Jesus has died for. We can break it. We can cleanse our hands and our hearts and purify our hearts. God, he has so many thoughts about us. He has made us in the mother's womb, Psalm 139. God has so many thoughts about us. So, So just like the sand is at the shore of the sea, so much he thought he has about us, and he finds it very important what steps we have in life, and that's who God is. He made you, and from the beginning his thoughts are going out to you. So let's take a moment of prayer as a preparation to a supper. And if there's something in your life that you can confess it, if you need people to pray for you so that you get be set free and be released from sin, then you can come forward. And if the Holy Spirit is asking you to come forward, you can come forward, and then we can pray together. And take this opportunity to put your life into His hand, and even come to the path where you have been gone astray. And the music will start in a bit. Father in heaven, we are coming before your face, O Lord. You have died for my sins. And even though I would be the only one soul in this world, you would do it for me. And if people want to pay $450 million for art, so Father God, you have paid with your life for us. And Father, we want to break every sin from our lives and living in intimacy with you. And that we don't have to live in fear, but we can live in your light. We don't have to look more and see what people think about it, but we have to know that we are children of God. You have paid with your life, and we want to give you honor. If you want to break with sins in your life, you can speak it out now. Speak it out to the Lord, that we can come clean before his face and be clean before his throne, that we can wash our feet looks over that we can cleanse ourselves from looking to series, and that we can confess everything in the name of Jesus. The Lord doesn't take pleasure in half decisions, but He wants us to take right decisions, full decisions, and we can, as open doors, that we can put our lives into the hands of the Lord. And we pray, Lord, set us free from the bondage of the darkness. Father God, thank you that there is redemption, that there is that I've been set free by your mercy, because of your mercy. In a moment, we will have supper together. And at supper, we will share the bread, and the children are coming downstairs again. In our church, it's usual that the children will take part in supper, but and if the parents don't want the children to come, and they don't have to come, but they can feel free to come to take part. in the supper.